What would a truly great year look like? I think a great year would mean one in which I was actually ordering my days, my weeks, my months towards that aim of making it a really God-glorifying year. So how do we do that? Here's my five-step plan for having your best year ever. The first part of our plan to have the best year ever has to do with your walk with the Lord. This is the foundation. I think a lot of times we want to fast forward to tips and tricks and time management and goals and all that. But as a Christian trying to be productive, you've got to have the right foundation. And that foundation is Christ. This is the same Jesus who said, apart from me, you can do nothing in John 15, right? He's the true vine. We're the branches. You are not going to accomplish anything of lasting value if you aren't cultivating that connection with Christ each day. And the best way to do that really is developing a habit of spiritual disciplines. So you want to be in the Word, making prayer a priority in your life. And making yourself really involved in a local church. If you're not already going to a local church, get in one that teaches the Bible so you can fellowship with the saints and actually grow in your faith. The second step for having a great new year is you've got to build a morning routine. So obviously you want to start with the foundation of your walk with the Lord. Well, a morning routine is one of the things that helps you do that and some other habits. So a good morning routine is going to get you up a little bit earlier than you normally wake up. And that means going to bed a little earlier. And you're going to do some habits that are going to help you grow spiritually, mentally, and even organize your day. So I follow a formula called Power Mornings, and that's an acronym. The P is for prayer. So begin your morning routine, have a little bit of time of prayer. You're speaking to God. You're asking for help for the day. You're thanking Him for all the good He's doing in your life. The O is for organize. That's the productivity part. You're planning the day ahead. What are my priorities? What are the three things I want to get done today? The W is for Word. Read the Word, just as we talked about in the last one. Have some time where you're reading God's Word every day. E is for exercise. And I don't mean you have to do a full workout. You can, but just get the blood flowing. Orient your body towards the day ahead. Wake yourself up with a little bit of light exercise. And the R is for reading or writing. This is kind of optional, but the idea is spend a little bit of time reading some books that you're trying to get through. Maybe it's something that's going to help you grow spiritually, or just something in your career, or just something you're interested in. This is one of the great things about a morning routine or any habit like this. You can stack them on top of each other. If you're already doing this time in the morning where you're spending time in the Word, why not layer other habits on top of it? And the third thing you're going to want to do if you want to have a great year is you want to set some goals. Now, listen, we all have goals. Your goals might just be as simple as getting through the week. Maybe that's what last year looked like for you. It was just like, I'm just in survival mode. But we all have goals. We all have things we're living for. The question is, are these goals big enough? Because as Christians, we really have one ultimate goal. It's to bring God glory, or to put another way, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And what can happen a lot of times is we set our goals too low. We're thinking just about money, or we're thinking just about success, or about some little thing. And that's kind of our goal we're vaguely going for. But we haven't connected it to the bigger picture. We don't understand that, hey, all of these goals should be in service of that ultimate goal, to bring God glory with my life. And one way we do that is by fundamentally ordering our lives in this new year towards this ultimate goal of seeking God's kingdom and righteousness first. And so my advice to you is, in this coming year, as you're trying to make it a great year, put that as your highest priority, and then set goals that bring you there. By the way, if you are watching this before December 15th, 2023, I want to invite you to a free event we're hosting online. It is a Plan Your 2024 for the Glory of God. And we're actually going to go deep into this goal setting stuff. We're going to help you evaluate your priorities. We're going to help you set some goals for the new year and really think through your schedule so that this year can be one of your best years ever. That's completely free. The details are in the description if you want to join us. The other thing you're going to need to do if you want to have a great year is you're going to need to eliminate distractions. What I mean by that is, as you're stacking up these priorities, you're thinking about my walk with the Lord, you're thinking about your morning routine, you're thinking about your goals. Well, now what's going to happen here? Well, you're going to be fighting a two-front war. So half of it is this part of making a plan and sticking with it. The other side of the battle you're going to be fighting is the one of distraction. We'll talk about a couple types of distractions here. One is the distraction of the trivial. So these are small things, right? Social media, spending too much time on your phone, maybe too much TV, lesser goals, worldly thinking, and having really clear goals actually helps you deal with those types of distractions. It's easier to say no to wasting time when you are very clear on what you should be spending that time on. Goals help you to have that clarity. But the big category of distractions most of us struggle with is what I would call other people's priorities. This would be misaligned commitments. These are the things you've said yes to, but are not actually in line with what the Lord has called you to in this season of life. And the beginning of a new year is a wonderful time to reevaluate your commitments and back out of some of those that are not in line with what you should be doing so that you have more time freed up to give yourself fully to what actually matters. One of the reasons we really like it when a new year rolls around is because it feels like a blank canvas. Oh, I've got this nice empty calendar. It's perfect. It's pristine. And I'm going to brush in my priorities really carefully. The problem is that's not really how it goes. You may start with a blank canvas, but imagine you're in the art studio and right as you're trying to brush your priorities onto this canvas, 100 other artists are rushing at that same canvas with their cans of paint and their brushes, and they're trying to slap their priorities on there too. You've got to box out. What I mean is you need to make sure your priorities are getting the attention they deserve. Does that mean being selfish? No. Does that mean not being open to divine appointments? No. It means scheduling time where you're working on what matters and you're setting boundaries for the things that might potentially get in the way of that. The truth is a lot of us tell ourselves that the reason we say yes to everybody is because we just love serving them. Really, it's because we don't have our priorities clear in our mind and a lot of us are just people pleasers. I say yes, I get myself wrapped up in a long-term commitment to something at work or even something at church or even some duty that I'm now stuck with for months or even years that I just said yes to because I wanted people to like me. This is a great time of year to back off from those commitments. Should you still be volunteering for that thing? Is that side hustle you've been working on still worth it? Do you really need to be managing that thing that you said yes to months and months ago, but you know that it would be better served if someone else took over? You are just one or two hard conversations away from redeeming your time back for the things that really matter. If the things that you are presently committed to aren't lining up with your goals, your priorities, and your values, something needs to change. And the last step to having a great year is you need to get organized. Now, I do say this as someone whose desk currently looks like this, but the point is the best laid plans aren't worth very much if you don't know where you filed them. And so when I say get organized, that sounds a little daunting. I'm not saying you need to clean out the garage or alphabetize the kids' toys or anything like that. Those might be good goals to have for the year, but I mean very big picture. Just do this one thing and it will help you a ton. Pick a single place where you're going to store your projects and your to-do lists. This could be something simple like the Notes app on your phone, or you could use bullet journaling if you're into using physical paper. Todoist is a great app. I like Things. It doesn't matter the app. Don't get caught up in the toys and the tools. Just pick a place that's going to be the place where all of your projects and your goals and your tasks live. That means every time you need to go and see what's the priority, you're not searching through 10 different places. It's all there. If you want to get super fancy with it, you could use a tool like Notion. That's my preference. I actually have a template called the Life Stewardship Operating System that's available to all the members of our Redeeming Productivity Academy. But that may, for you, depending where you're at, that may be overkill. So just start really, really simple. Have one place where you keep all of that stuff. So you got to get organized if you want to have a great year. So here's my final thoughts. If you want to have a great year, you need to prioritize your walk with the Lord. You need to build a morning routine. You need to set some goals. You need to avoid distractions and you need to get organized. I know it's easier said than done. That is why I'll just remind you, we do have that free event on December 15th. We're going to help you plan your 2024 for the glory of God. But hopefully these lessons will be enough to get you started. Because having a great year requires you to be intentional. What we're trying to do is steward these lives well so that our great God gets the glory that he so richly deserves. That's what it's all about. And so we got to take that seriously because faithful stewardship doesn't happen by accident. And if you want more help with Christian productivity, then subscribe to this channel and also check out redeemingproductivity.com. Over there, we have tons of free resources, articles, podcasts. We also have courses, a membership community, and even one-on-one coaching that's available to help you get more done for the glory of God.